You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Good evening, everyone. We are Mary Angela
and Nick.
And welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy.
So we want to thank all the listeners in Canada, US, and around the world, and especially the faithful listeners at All Saints. What a great way to start the show. We just heard some wonderful motivational music to get us inspired.
I loved it.
For the Holy Spirit.
And this evening's topic, well, we're going to be continuing with our theme this new year, which is having a new year with a new attitude. And in particular, this evening, we're going to be focusing on the power of the Holy Spirit. And our mission, as always, is to spread joy. And how? Well, we're spreading it through the gospel of the good news of Jesus. And we, as always, we hope to inspire you, encourage you, and this, in particular this evening, to arouse you with the Spirit within.
So we have intentions for this evening. We pray for the medical professionals, doctors, nurses, caregivers, all the people making it happen that we can, eat and stay warm and safe, especially the people working in grocery stores. It means a lot to us. And so best thing we can do is pray for you guys, give you lots of support so that we can beat this coronavirus. We pray for the repose of the soul of Vanessa Zantil and all those who have died during this time period, especially
during this pandemic
due to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We also ask you to keep in prayer my brother John and Mary Angela's brother Frank. And we pray for all your intentions, for all those in your lives that are going through situations
and that are in need of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. So how do we prepare for the show? First thing, relax. Shut all the lights if possible. Maybe light a candle. Because in the darkness, this light represents the fire and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're doing now. We have our candle lit. We hope to share with you the power of the Holy Spirit to help us overcome and to cope. The way I'm getting ready for the show is wearing my red Canada jersey.
Amen.
Which is the fire of the Holy Spirit, you know,
you're on fire.
And just a little side note, I'm going to wear my stole. I saw it in my parents' house, what I wore, or it might be my brother's, you know, when you do your confirmation.
The stole,
And that was the...
A red one?
Yeah, red one. That was the genesis of the idea of this show. So just, you know, a couple things to get us into the mood for this evening.
And Mary, and May is the month of Mary. And in particular, we celebrate the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima on May 13th. So keep that in mind this month. And in particular, this month, we should try to pray the rosary every day. And in fact, Pope Francis has dedicated the month to pray the rosary, and he's going to be doing it every noon our time, or 6 o'clock Rome time. And he's gathering 30 Marian shrines around the world to pray for an end to this pandemic. So if you have time, and remember to join in prayer of the rosary at noon our time. And also we should continue to pray, with Saint Joseph, who, you know, this year has been dedicated to Saint Joseph. And so we, not only should we pray to Saint Joseph, let's pray for, to Saint Corona, who's the patron saint of pandemics. So let us, Saint Joseph, Saint Corona, Mother Mary, pray for us.
And all the saints pray for us. So as we begin our show, Bishop Barron states that all we have to do is ask, come Holy Spirit, vieni Sanctus Spiritus. And with that, we will start the evening with a prayer from our neighbor Julia. It was a wonderful prayer she gave us as a suggestion from Cardinal Mercier.
O Holy Spirit, beloved of my soul, I adore you. Enlighten me, guide me, strengthen me, console me. Tell me what I should do. Give me your orders. I promise to submit myself to all that you desire of me and to accept all that you permit to happen to me. Let me only know your will. Amen.
Amen. And it goes on to say, that if we say this prayer every day, you will receive the spirit or the secret of sanctity and happiness, basically surrendering over to the Holy Spirit. So let's get into the show. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for the fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Shalom, peace be with you. And after he said this, he showed them his hands and sighed. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, Shalom, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. So, as we said, we're going to get right into it because...
Yeah, that's a beautiful passage to begin the evening.
Yeah. There's just so much to say. I said to myself... Like the Holy Spirit is like a beach in Fort Lauderdale with all the sand. So we only have 1 hour. So it's kind of like trying to put all that sand in one little bucket.
Yep.
But it is possible, you know, with the Holy Spirit.
It's easy to fill it up.
Anything is possible.
Yeah. And so what are some Holy Spirit names? You know, the Holy Spirit is also called Wonderful, Comforter, Counselor, Advocate, Paraclete, intercessor, spirit of truth. All those wonderful, beautiful words.
Beautiful. And there's also seven gifts and 12 fruits, which we will talk about later in the evening.
That he gives us, the Holy Spirit, yeah.
So what does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit affirms, awakens, stirs us up, and in the end, we are changed. The Holy Spirit will make us empowered, enlightened, and enthusiastic.
The Holy Spirit is also the third person of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit restores, rekindles, and renews. And also the Holy Spirit illuminates, teaches us, and transforms us, just like our theme, right?
Yeah.
New and improved and transforming.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to share a lot of words and quotes and stuff. And sometimes, you know, we need to, you know, be silent because sometimes that's the voice of the Holy Spirit is silent. So if, you know, if one word or phrase really moves you, pray on
it. Jumps out at you, yeah.
And go with it, right?
Mm-hmm. So the power of the Holy Spirit convicts, teaches, equips, and empowers the people of God, all of us, to grow in grace and spread the gospel to everyone throughout the world and for the glory of God. And so what are some symbols of the Holy Spirit? Well, we have already spoken about one. That's fire. You were
fire.
Saying that there, your sweater that you're wearing.
Canada jersey.
Yeah.
That's why I love the Canadian flag so much. It's red and passionate.
Yeah,
and
full of fire.
Right.
And fire is transforming because it purifies, right? So that's a perfect symbol for the Holy Spirit. Another popular symbol of the Holy Spirit is the dove that you see it often depicted as a dove, the Holy Spirit. The dove was there with Noah's Ark. The dove descended upon Jesus at his baptism.
His baptism, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a symbol of purity because it's white.
A symbol of the Holy Spirit is breath. The Holy Spirit is the holy breath of God. The Hebrew name for spirit is ruha, meaning both breath and wind. The necessity of breath to a living organism is obvious. The breath of God is the life of the Christian.
Mm-hmm.
There is also water, which signifies the Holy Spirit, which pours and cleanses and baptism. And also the anointing and hand are just a few other symbols of the Holy Spirit. So we will share with you the Holy Spirit's activity in salvation history.
Yeah, so where does the Holy Spirit appear in salvation history? Well, the Holy Spirit has been around before the beginning of time, and it has been made, the Holy Spirit has been made manifest throughout the history of our universe. So we see the Holy Spirit in creation. So in Genesis, the Spirit breathed on the waters at the beginning of creation and is responsible for the principle of life. We also see in Isaiah the fruits of the Spirit. And so the passage is that there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
See the Holy Spirit through our Blessed Mother. The Holy Spirit prepared Mary with a special grace. This grace was given by a special working of the Holy Spirit at the moment of her conception. She then lived her early life filled with the Holy Spirit. At the Annunciation, Mary conceived her Savior and the Savior of the whole world by the power of the Holy Spirit. We see it in St. John. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. He was the greatest of the prophets who spoke with the anointing of the Spirit of God. Also in Jesus, who is the anointed one, Jesus promised his advocate, the Holy Spirit, to the disciples In the end, at his death, he gave up his spirit. And after the resurrection, he breathed the spirit on the apostles and promised to send his spirit on all as he was preparing to ascend into heaven.
And of course, so Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit, and so should we be filled with the Holy Spirit. So let's talk a little bit about Pentecost. Pentecost originates from the Greek word meaning 50. Why? Because it's 50 days after Easter. And so at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended on the apostles and Mary. And it's the birth of the church. So happy birthday,
happy birthday to our
Catholic Church.
Yeah, time to celebrate.
Yeah.
So when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, like the wind of a blowing wind of a violent air force came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that prepared.
That separated.
That separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So we see in the book of Acts, there was a conversion of 3,000 at one time. And it goes on to say, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. You need to ask for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is available to all believers, but we must just simply ask and you shall receive it.
Yeah, and so, you know, when we think of Pentecost, we often think of the apostles being there, you know, in the upper room, but we shouldn't forget that Mary was there present too. And so the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost prepared Mary and the apostles for their mission after Jesus' ascension. And the tongues of fire, just as we heard the passage that Nick told us, is the tongues of fire infused their hearts and minds with charisms and gifts and that were required for their mission to evangelize. Wow. So it, you know, gifted them with the ability to evangelize.
So this is one of my favorite quotes. Therefore, since we have been justified with faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in hope of the glory. Not only so, but we also glory in sufferings.
Because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Yeah, that's one of our favorite passages.
Yeah, there's just so many, right? And that's one that needed to be said. We shared it not too long ago when we spoke about hope. Mm-hmm. And we made sure that was, shared this evening.
Yeah, so appropriate as it's the Holy Spirit pouring out.
So right now we want to talk about the times that we're living in. We're going through COVID. Times that we've never been through.
Right.
And so we're going to connect COVID with the Holy Spirit and Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow there is a connection.
Yes.
So COVID, the pandemic, is a disruption in our lives. Things are not the same. I want to go back to where we were.
Hmm.
Well, with the death on the cross, the apostles, their lives were disrupted. They lost their leader in Jesus. So what they did is they gathered together in the upper room to plan the future, because things cannot be the same. We need to go, as they say, going forward. In COVID, there are shutdowns and lockdowns. And we're kind of stuck, right? We can't move, right? And just like Jesus was, he, you know, when they rolled the stones, even the stone couldn't hold Jesus back. Jesus Nope. broke through. Mm-hmm. But the apostles, when they were in the upper room, they were locked down and they were stuck just like us. So there's the connection that we have, right? So we say, you know, I'm stuck. I don't know. And it's locked down. There's no future. But, you know, just remember that with the apostles was Mother Mary. And we can turn to her for silence, you know, and support and the many graces that she has. You know, in the lockdown and the shutdown that we are incurring in our lives, we can make good use of this to be with our loved ones and pray more and just simply be quiet.
Also, we have to think that, you know, the virus is so small that we cannot see it. And the connection there is, well, the Holy Spirit is also a spirit that cannot be seen, but it is felt. And it's the holy presence of Jesus that can be felt. During this COVID time, many of us are feeling anxious and fearful of, you know, what's going to happen next,
anxiety.
Yes, because all the cases are going up and the hospitalizations are going up and the cases in the ICUs. It's just been quite a scary time.
But there is something we can do.
Mm-hmm. And the answer is the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit gives us the seven gifts. And the gifts are wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, fortitude, piety, and respect of God. And with these gifts, he can get us through this time.
Yeah,
we don't need to be fearful.
They're coping mechanisms,
yes.
right? Mm-hmm. You know, we can't just snap our fingers, right? These are things we can use.
Mm-hmm.
In the pandemic, we, believe it or not, we are in the third wave, right?
Yeah.
So the answer is Jesus is three persons in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So every time we do that, mm-hmm. you know, we must remember that the Holy Trinity is with us.
It's with us. That's right. Right.
So think of that three person, when we do the cross, and not so much the third wave, right? Because mm-hmm. that's what's going to get us through it is our faith.
Right.
So this illness can affect our breath. Our breathing may be compromised. So we mentioned before, Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit and said, Shalom, peace be with you. So here's a suggestion. Try this prayer. At night, if you can't sleep, we breathe in Holy Spirit and then we exhale mercy.
Holy Spirit, mercy. Beautiful. I like that. Also, with COVID, we feel that our rights and freedoms are being taken away from us. They're being removed. So what's the answer? Well, the time at Pentecost, the apostles were feeling the same, that Jesus was being taken away from them. But remember, he promised that he would never leave us. And what did he do? He sent an advocate, which was the Holy Spirit, to remain with them and that they would, you know, he would never leave them. COVID is also a time when many turn to drugs or alcohol or substance abuse, you know, because it's such a difficult time to cope with all that's going on. But the answer is, at this time, is really all we need is the Holy Spirit to empower us. He can empower us naturally to be high on life and clean and sober.
So some of the things that block the Holy Spirit are grudges. You know, sometimes people carry grudges for many years. And sometimes for the most, like maybe silliest reasons. Things like maybe anger, ignorance, resistance, impatience, and pride. Mm-hmm. These are all things like the Holy Spirit is trying to come into our lives. But we, you know, we keep the door closed, right? Mm-hmm. And or we don't give the key to Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. So
we're God open up.
Yeah. And when we do, God's love has been poured out to us into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who's been given to us. We just need to just ask or reach out.
And open up. Right? Yeah.
And open up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So. And so what are some of the ways that the Holy Spirit can help us to, you know, so that we can get away from this blockage that we just spoke of? The Holy Spirit can not only transform us, but he can transform us into a new creation.
A new attitude.
A new attitude.
A new year, a new attitude.
He changes us by bringing us into an intimate relationship with God. And it's through the Holy Spirit that we can literally experience the presence of God in our lives. Because the Holy Spirit helps us, we can communicate with God in prayer. He dwells within us at all times. He guards our salvation and assures us we belong to God. He gives us hope and peace during these, in particularly these really difficult times. He gives us strength and endurance during trials. The Holy Spirit provides power over temptation. He gives us wisdom for decision-making. And I always, you know, when I need to make a really difficult decision, I always pray to the Holy Spirit to inspire me to make that right judgment and good decision.
In listening to Bishop Barron, he says the best way to make a decision is pray. Pray to the Holy Spirit for a decision. And he says, what's the decision that will give you the greatest peace?
Yes.
And that is the decision.
The right one.
Yeah. You know, which way to go, right? There is no perfect answer, but mm-hmm. what will give you the most serenity?
And the Holy Spirit brings new life and joy. And that's what we're trying to do to help you remember that there's always joy to bring to your life. And particularly the Holy Spirit brings that.
And that's what this whole program is about. So, now, I love this part of the show, the words and phrases. So, with the Holy Spirit, I am alive. I am passionate. I am grateful. I am courageous. I am hopeful.
I am joyful. I am patient. I am mindful. I am enthusiastic. I am positive. I am blessed. And I am awakened.
So with the Holy Spirit, I will be peace. I will be humble. I will be healthier. I will follow. I will laugh.
I will overcome. I will be still. I will commit. I will cope. I will encourage. I will be victorious. I will do this. I will triumph and I will succeed.
Yeah. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, that like the Holy Spirit is the, we were talking a natural high, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the fuel that keeps us going.
Yeah.
Right. And
to help us overcome anything that comes in our way. And it's how it's all through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So the first gift is wisdom. And that's the wisdom is needed to make the right choices, even when there's disagreements and strong emotions and anxious fears that are widespread through uncertainty. It's all we have to do is ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. So come, Holy Spirit, help us to grow in wisdom and to be prudent in our decisions for the common good. Next is understanding. And understanding is especially necessary when we lack information, right, and are uncertain. So come, Holy Spirit, help us to reflect on your word and search out the most accurate and unreliable information available to us. There is counsel, and through counsel, it provides encouragement and hope. So come, Holy Spirit, enlighten our hearts. Teach us to follow your good counsel, and that Mary, Mother of the Church, and all the saints, as we seek the light of Christ in the darkness caused by this pandemic. There's also fortitude, which allows us to stand firm even when we're frightened and weak in the face of any threats coming to us. So come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts with the fire of your love. Make us bold and uncompromising in our witness to the joy of the gospel. There's knowledge, which reveals the wonders of God's creation and the healing power of God's love. So come, Holy Spirit, open our minds to the beauty of our common home. Teach our scientists and research professionals to discover the hidden elements that can lead to the prevention and cure of this deadly virus, which is the vaccines right now. There's piety, which reminds us to stay close to God. And so come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts with a divine love and fervor so that we can serve our sisters and brothers unselfishly. And finally, fear of the Lord, which fills us with a reverent awe in the majesty of God. And so come, Holy Spirit, inspire us to true reverence for all that is holy, including the divine image in the least of these, our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Wow, that's incredible. There's just, you know, this is just like a taste of what the Holy Spirit, like the many flavors and the joy, you know. It's like eating some, you know, when you taste that fresh Italian ice cream, right?
Yeah.
This is like how much the Holy Spirit can give us, right? So right now we'd like to ask the listeners out there, when was the time the Holy Spirit came into your life or really moved you? A quick little story is I remember when I was in grade 8, not too long ago, at All Saints, I remember the confirmation class. We were all together, like as a group, and it was just so powerful. We felt on top of the world when you're in grade 8, you feel great. We had all our stoles in red. And I remember we were walking, for some reason, there's a bridge on Eglinton near All Saints Church. And we were all just walking together, you know, laughing, having a great time, and so grateful for all the gifts that we were given, you know, when we received the Holy Spirit at our confirmation, right? And so, you know, reflect on a story yourself, right? Because I'm sure you guys have many. And another amazing story we shared together with Mary Angela is when we were in the Holy Land and in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
We were actually in the upper room.
Yeah. Can you believe it? Yes. We were in the upper room. And when we were visiting there, there was a group of people from maybe somewhere, I think maybe, I don't know, Africa or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, somewhere.
And they were very charismatic. And they were like chanting and shaking. And it was like amazing. You could really feel the whole presence of the Holy yeah. Spirit at that time.
We felt the Holy Spirit from them feeling the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
It's, you know, it's, how can I say, when someone has it, you want that too, right? And you see how people just surrender. They put their hands in the air. And
it wasn't for a long time that we were there. We were only there for a few minutes, but you felt a power, a presence.
Yeah, so many people wanted to go in the actual upper room. Like, this is where it all happened, where mm-hmm. Pentecost happened, right? Mm-hmm. And only when you come back home, you know, like you, of course, you enjoy the experience then. But ever
Looking
more so, yeah.
When you read
about it in the Bible, say, "Wow, we were there." So let's have some fun. We want to share with you some songs about the Holy Spirit. So you maybe have a pen, write them down, and then you figure out who the artists are. So some songs that are, you know, you feel what the Holy Spirit does to us is. It makes you want to jump, makes you want to twist and shout.
It makes you want to dance in the streets. The Holy Spirit is staying alive and it's a big celebration.
When you encounter the Holy Spirit, you will be shook all night long. You will feel thunderstruck. It will be rock you like a hurricane. But it also will be gentle through the winds of change. And with the Holy Spirit, it is more than a feeling.
The Holy Spirit will make you want to sing Gloria, Glory, Glory, Alleluia, Amazing Grace, and Sanctuary.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
Welcome back, everyone. And now we're going to be moving on to look at what are the 12 fruits from the Holy Spirit. And we've grouped them together. So the first grouping is love, joy, and peace.
Yeah. So just on the last note, there's another song we can add. Can You Take Me Higher?
Oh, that's a good one. I forgot about that one.
And that's what the Holy Spirit does. It will take you higher, you know. And Mary Angie just mentioned, love is at the center of the Holy Spirit. When we choose that, we will live our lives radiantly. Living with joy will bring us much peace, you know.
Yeah, love leads to joy, which leads to peace, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just incredible, you know, like the fruits, there's just so many beautiful things, but we have 12 of them, right? Mm-hmm. So the next group of three is?
Patience, kindness, and goodness.
You know, patience protects us from anger. With kindness, the Holy Spirit calls us to be kind to one another, to share love, mm-hmm. right? To share, to do acts of goodness. So patience, kindness, and goodness, especially now with the COVID, right? We're going through so much hardship. We can be kind of closed off. Mm-hmm. And we're expecting the others to do good, right? But you know what they say, charity begins at home.
Yeah, and there's like little, big and little things that we can do. But even the sometimes the small things are the best things that we could do in these times. Like just, phone someone, reach out. Yeah.
Yeah. Like connect, mm-hmm. right? We have social media. Let's turn off all the news because there's a lot of bad news. Take in the good news. Right? and that's an act of goodness, is just take in good news.
That's right.
Or become the good news,
right,
to someone else.
Yes,
right.
Amen. Like,
simply being like calling, or mm-hmm. you know what? A big thing is listening.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so important, is to listen. Sometimes you don't need to say anything, but just to be a presence for someone.
Yeah, you know what they say: silent and listen have the same letters. They're just
mixed up,
mm-hmm. right? So maybe that's something we can consider doing. And we thank all the listeners, for this evening.
Yes, because without you
yeah, because a big part of this show is all our friends and new friends and people that are listening. Along with the Holy Spirit, you inspire us.
Yeah, you encourage us to try to make the show better and better each time.
Yeah, we take all your ideas, your feedback, your thoughts, your prayers, and your intentions. And we listen to you guys. And again, we are so grateful for you guys listening to us.
Yeah, and the next grouping of fruits is generosity, gentleness, and faithfulness.
Generosity, we just touched on that, especially now. We need that, especially in a world of shortages, right? There's not enough
being given.
Given or help or like even donations, right? People that need food, right? Just consider trying to be more generous in your life, and especially, what we have. If God has blessed you with many things, consider doing a little bit more, right?
Yeah. And by giving, I think you receive more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then gentleness, which refers to humility, and faithfulness. You know, faithfulness guides us, especially when we're dealing with trouble. You know, faithfulness is kind of like that bridge over the troubled waters, right? Yeah, there's another song, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the faith like that gets us over the gaps, right?
And to help us to you know, live out what God's plan is for us, right?
You know, say, Holy Spirit, you know, these are my hands, right? These are my feet. This is my ear. This is my eyes. How can I help my fellow brothers and sisters, you know, throughout the world?
And the last grouping of the fruits is modesty, self-control, and chastity.
Wow.
So, yeah, these are big ones, aren't
they? Yeah. You know, they all kind of relate to one word, humility.
Yes. Yes.
Right. And humility comes.
And modesty.
Yeah.
Humility.
Comes from the Greek, like humus, like from the ground, right? Mm. Dirt. Yeah. Humus, like dirt, right? So if we all stay humble as much as possible, right? We won't fall into those traps that we mentioned earlier about anger, pride, grudges. You know what I mean? Like life is too short.
Mm-hmm.
Life is too precious, right? Mm. We need to grab hold of the Holy Spirit, but you know, it's literally impossible,
right?
Because of the Holy Spirit's like a wind. You don't see where it is, right? But you can feel it. You can take it in,
mm-hmm.
right? And and with that, we just shared with you the 12 fruits. And with that, we would like to share with you prayers about the Holy Spirit.
And so we just spoke about the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. So here's a prayer for the seven gifts. Grant the same Spirit may perfect in our lives the work of your grace and love. So grant us the spirit of fear of the Lord, that we may be filled with a loving reverence towards you. The spirit of piety, that we may find peace and fulfillment in the service of God while serving others. The spirit of fortitude, that we may bear our cross with you with courage and overcome obstacles. The spirit of knowledge, that we may know you and know ourselves and grow in holiness. The spirit of counsel, to enlighten our minds with light of your truth. The spirit of counsel, that we may choose the surest way of doing your will, seeking first the kingdom. And grant us the spirit of wisdom, that we may aspire to the things that last forever. So teach us to be your faithful disciples and animate us in every way with your spirit. Amen.
Amen. Wow. We shared a lot. And sometimes we just need to breathe, right? We just need to breathe and take in all those things, right? So let the Holy Spirit fill you with graces, protect you and guide you in all your actions. So a prayer to the Holy Spirit through Mary.
Holy and divine Spirit, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, your spouse, bring the fullness of your gifts into our hearts. Comforted and strengthened by you, may we live according to your will, and we die praising your infinite mercy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse.
It reminds me of a time when we took that course, Life in the Spirit.
All right.
We did it back in 2006 or 7, and it was so powerful, and we shared many beautiful prayers that, we hope to share with you now. And I remember just one time at the end when, was it laying, they were laying of hands?
I think so, yeah.
And we saw things that night.
Oh, my goodness.
We felt truly the power.
I felt, where am I? This is like another world I felt few, I was in.
Few people were speaking in tongues. A few people were so moved that they literally fell backwards.
That's right.
You know, there was a person always in the back.
It was very charismatic.
It was very charismatic. And, you know, some people were speaking in tongues. Mm-hmm. Some people were doing interpretation of tongues. And
incredible, incredible.
And I highly recommend it if you've never taken
or experienced it.
Yeah, life in the spirit. I say go for it, right? Mm-hmm. And with that, we have a prayer of St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit.
Breathe in me, Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my works too may be holy. Draw me my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen.
Amen. So we encourage you to, you know, spend quiet time, be it tonight, be it next week, and continue to pray. So before we share with you a few more prayers, we'd like to share with you some more power words. You have your pen ready? Here we go.
Jot them all down.
Yeah. Some words with the Holy Spirit are like these come to mind. Awesome, outstanding, abundance, blessed, dynamic. It is essential. It is excellent. With the Holy Spirit, we will be empowered, feel extraordinary, fantastic, and fabulous.
Love it. Love it. Also with the Holy Spirit, we will be glorious. We will be hopeful and grateful. We'll be inspired. We will be jubilant and liberated. We will be magnificent and a masterpiece. We will be overjoyed, outstanding, and phenomenal.
And with that, you're always going to be positive, right?
That's right.
You know, remarkable things will happen. You will feel extra special. You will be very thankful. The Holy Spirit is transforming. And Mary Angela's triumphant and Mary Angela's favorite word?
Victorious.
You will feel much vitality. And in the end, you will feel wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful.
And that's like one of the words that we shared earlier. It is a word for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, the wonderful Spirit. So here's another prayer, a prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, replace the tension within us with a holy relaxation. Replace the turbulence within us with a sacred calm. Replace the anxiety within us with a quiet confidence. Replace the fear within us with a strong faith. Replace the bitterness within us with the sweetness of grace. Replace the darkness within us with a gentle light. Replace the coldness within us with a loving warmth. Replace the night within us with your light. Straighten our crookedness. Fill our emptiness. Dull the edge of our pride. Sharpen the edge of our humility. Light the fires of our love. Quench the flames of our lust. Let us see ourselves as you see us, that we may see you as you have promised and be fortunate according to your word. Amen. And blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God.
Wow, that's so wonderful. Thank you, Mary Angela.
Yeah, I like that prayer.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when in preparing for this show, it's like, where do we start? There's just so much. It was kind of like a buffet, right? Like, you know, you have a plate and there's only so many things to say and share. But with that, we have Holy Spirit, come. Dwell in my heart. Illuminate my mind. Direct my steps. Be my guide. Amen.
Amen. I like that. That's a really beautiful short prayer. And that's one of the things I always say, like I said before, when I'm finding myself in need of direction, of guidance.
Yeah.
You know, always, it's always the Holy Spirit you have to turn to.
Yeah. It's kind of like, here's the keys, Holy Spirit. Here's the driver. You know, take charge. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit at the wheel.
It's just, you know, even just by saying, Holy Spirit, illuminate my mind. That's all you need to say.
Yeah, so true. So true. And speaking of enlightenment, prayer of enlightenment. All-powerful God, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to bring the new light of salvation to the world. May he enlighten us with his radiance, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
So, a prayer for guidance.
So, the prayer for guidance. Lord, guide us in your gentle mercy, for left to ourselves, we cannot do your will. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Just Amen. Beautiful short prayers. That's all we need, right?
Yeah, so true, right? You know, short, to the point, mm-hmm. and very powerful,
yeah.
right? You know, long prayers are nice, mm-hmm. right, for reflection. But sometimes, you know, all we need is a short burst of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And then we just turn, you know, and even as we speak about the Holy Spirit, we're just looking at a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which we will probably talk about next month, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, all we got to do is turn around. Jesus is everywhere.
Yep.
He's there.
Yep.
Right? Do we see him?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what does, when you have the Holy Spirit in your life, these are some of the signs that you will encounter, or, you know, or what we should strive for.
Well, we should always strive to make God number one in our life. We always should strive to be more grateful.
Mm-hmm. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, you will have a deep sense of peace. You know, it's about going higher with the Spirit, but it's also about going deeper, you know, into our souls, right? And letting the Holy Spirit in. You will have less worldly desires.
So let go of all those worldly desires. We will feel the presence of the Holy Spirit when he's in our lives, obviously.
You may feel more persecuted when you have the Holy Spirit in you. But mm-hmm. fear not. God, through the Holy Spirit, has given you the power to defend yourself and defend the faith. Sometimes the best thing is to simply just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't engage. Conserve your positive, holy spirit, you know, the sanctity of your holiness right inside, because the Holy Spirit, you know, our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So sometimes things will happen in our lives and we feel we were persecuted. But remember, you know, that's when you're the strongest, right? Because sometimes when you're attacked, then you realize, hey, if you're doing something good, that's why you're being attacked, right? So consider that the Holy Spirit is with you as a sword and a shield.
With the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will inspire you to pray more, to have the time to pray. And we'll soar higher with these prayers, won't we?
Yeah. You know, I think we shared with you a lot of words and prayers and thoughts. And
the Holy Spirit also will inspire us to evangelize. And that's what we're trying to do, is to evangelize more.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that, because sometimes for the show, you know, we have a lot of things to say and we say, yeah, the Holy Spirit will guide us. Well, this is true. The Holy Spirit will guide us, but you need to be ready, right? You need to show up, because once you show up, you know, the Holy Spirit.
Good things happen.
Yeah. We'll take, you know, you have a plan, but the Holy Spirit will help you get through that plan, right? And so, as mentioned before, we shared with you many thoughts, words, prayers. We hope that we were able to, I don't know, share with you some funny stories. You know, I'm sure you guys have many stories in your life, how the Holy Spirit, you know, has moved and transformed you. And, you know, never give up, right? Always keep the Holy Spirit, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, you know, at the core of our, you know, Christian faith, right?
Yeah, and hope we were able to show you how the Holy Spirit moves us, and through the gifts and fruits, and how we are able to use them to get through this difficult time of the pandemic.
So we want to thank you, the listeners. We want to thank Alex, everyone at Radio Maria, and most of all, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. You know, you can encompass simply say, come Holy Spirit, breathe, you know, Jesus, breathe the Holy Spirit and said, peace be with you.
So the Holy Spirit unites us to Jesus Christ and to his body. The Spirit reveals Christ to us, gives us his life, and makes Christ alive in us. The Spirit takes the experiences of Jesus, his incarnation, ministry, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension, and brings them into our own experience. Because of the Holy Spirit, the history of Jesus Christ becomes our story and our experience. So we'll close with this prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth.
So when we open our heart to the Holy Spirit, you will become inspired, enlightened. You will go higher. You will go deeper. Love, joy, and peace will fill your heart. So remember to let go and to become like fire, to light up the whole world. In the name of Jesus,
amen. So thanks for listening. We wish you a good night. God bless.
And we'll talk to you in June.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. You know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.